All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles are finding out firsthand that the life of a defending Super Bowl champion is not easy. After four games this season, Philly has a record of 2-2, and they have found themselves in four tightly contested games where the outcomes could have gone either way. Now, for head coach Doug Peterson, he was able to push all the right buttons last year. And of course, you know, Philly got on that roll for October and November, and they really showed that they were the team to beat in the NFC. Now, of course, Philadelphia did not have the services of quarterback Carson Wentz for the first few games of the season, as he was still recovering from that torn ACL that he suffered late last year. But Wentz is back right now. This Philly offense is 16th in the NFL, and they're 12th in total defense. So they're getting it done, and they've played well enough to win. But a play here or there could have made a difference, and we saw that illustrated once again this past Sunday in their overtime loss to the Tennessee Titans. Now, the biggest question is going to be, will the Philadelphia Eagles be able to get on a roll like they were last season? And the answer is no, because it's a little bit easier to sneak up on teams when you haven't won. And don't get me wrong, when the Eagles got on the roll last year, their opponents knew that they had to bring their A game. But it's a little bit different when you are the defending champs, because you are now the litmus test for every single team that you face, because a victory over the Eagles can make a season for a team. And if you're a contender, that can give you that boost to get to that next level. So I don't see the Eagles getting on a roll per se like they did last season. But at the same time, I still do believe that they're the team to beat in the NFC East. And of course, if Philadelphia wins the NFC East, they're back in the playoffs and anything can happen. Now, the Washington Redskins are 2-1. They had a bye week in week number 4. The Dallas Cowboys are 2-2, and the New York Giants are 1-3. And if you're the Eagles, you have yet to play a divisional game. You are clearly the more talented team compared to the Cowboys, Giants, and Redskins. So it's your division to lose. 10-6 more than likely could do it. And at that point, you would just try to be playing for, you know, seeding in the playoffs. But I guarantee you, it hasn't started out, quote unquote, pretty and a bed of roses for Philadelphia. But once they get into the dance and come January, they are still going to be a very, very dangerous team. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And like I always say, or pardon me, their slogan is, even though the tax season has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.